From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump arrives in China Wednesday as he continues his first Asia trip. Bill Ide reports.
For weeks, it has been clear North Korea was going to be a key issue during President Donald Trump's visit to Asia and China. Speaking Tuesday in Seoul, Trump stressed Washington's determination to put a stop to the North's nuclear ambitions.
I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world.
South Korea's president also stressed the importance of China and the United States focusing on the issue. Despite criticism of China in the past for not doing enough, Trump says President Xi has been very, very helpful, adding, "You will find out how helpful soon." Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
And Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump are expected to discuss North Korea at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum in Vietnam this week. Syria plans to join the 2015 Paris Agreement for slowing global warming, isolating the United States as the only country opposed to the pact. Syria's representative at the talks, M. Wada Katmawi, said Damascus was committed to the Paris Climate Accord change to achieve international goals. Nick Nuttall, spokesman for the United Nations Climate Change Secretariat, said that Syria had not formally submitted any documents about its plan. Earlier this year, U.S. President Donald Trump announced intentions to pull the U.S. out of the deal on the basis that it was not in the U.S. interests. This is VOA News. Gunmen disguised as police stormed a television station in Kabul Tuesday. Andrew Palcheski has more on the attack that killed at least four and wounded more than 20 others.
It's the latest deadly attack on Afghan journalists. The assault, which had been claimed by the Islamic State group, lasted about 3 hours before Afghan special forces overpowered the attackers and freed staff trapped inside the building. The station reported that one attacker blew himself up at the gate, while another went inside and shot at staff before going up to the roof to fire on security forces. The attack spotlighted the dangers faced by media workers in Afghanistan as security worsens. Last year, the country suffered its deadliest year on record for journalists, when 13 were killed, according to the Afghan Journalist Safety Committee. That made it the second most dangerous place for reporters in the world, after Syria. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
A 2012 police report says the Texas church gunman had made death threats against his military superiors and had been caught trying to sneak firearms onto an Air Force base in New Mexico where he had been stationed. Marissa Melton has more.
The information was contained in a police incident report after Devin Kelly briefly escaped in June 2012 from a mental health facility in New Mexico. KVIA Television in El Paso first reported about the escape. It was also reported by KPRC. Police in El Paso, Texas, where Kelly was caught after the escape, said in the report that an official of the mental health facility told them that Kelly was a danger to himself and others. It also says that he was attempting to carry out death threats that he had made on his military chain of command. Kelly opened fire in a Baptist church Sunday, killing 26 people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Catalonia's ousted leader vowed Tuesday to prolong the fight for independence from Spain and urged the European Union to speak out over the jailing of Catalan officials in a rebellion case. Carlos Puigdemont's comments came at a campaign-style rally in Belgium's capital attended by around 200 mayors from Catalonia who greeted the deposed president with chants of "President and Freedom." The mayors raised their walking sticks, a symbol of mayoral power in Spain, in the air at the end of the speech, and the crowd sang the Catalan anthem. Saudi Arabia's crown prince said the ballistic missile launched at the kingdom by Yemeni rebels was a direct military aggression by the Iranian regime. The Saudi-led coalition has ordered the closure of all ports and grounded all humanitarian flights to the war-torn country. The military coalition has also tightened an air, land, and sea blockade in response to the missile, which was intercepted near Riyadh, but marked the rebels' deepest strike yet into Saudi territory. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.